They were packed so tightly that in fact they merged and mingled, turning the kitchen into a silent, jostling nightmare of teeth and fur and horns, half-seen and misty. Several noticed him, and there was a weird blarting of noises that sounded far off, tinny and unpleasantly out of register. Through them all, the cook and his assistants wandered quite unconcernedly, making vegetarian sausages. Varenz had stared for half a minute and then fled, wishing that he still had a real stomach so that he could stick his fingers down his throat for 40 years and bring up everything he'd eaten. He'd sought solace in the stables, where his beloved hunting dogs had whined and scratched at the door and had generally been very ill at ease at his sensed but unseen presence. Now he haunted, and how he hated the word, the long gallery, where paintings of long-dead kings looked down at him from the dusty shadows. He would have felt a lot more kindly towards them if he hadn't met a number of them gibbering in various parts of the premises. Varenz had decided that he had two aims in death. One was to get out of the castle and find his son, and the other was to get his revenge on the Duke. But not by killing him, he decided, even if he could find a way, because an eternity of that giggling idiot's company would lend a new terror to death. He sat under a painting of Queen Bemery, 670 to 722, whose rather stern good looks he would have felt a whole lot happier about if he hadn't seen her earlier that morning walking through the wall. Varenz tried to avoid walking through walls. A man has his dignity. He became aware that he was being watched. He turned his head. There was a cat sitting in the doorway, subjecting him to a slow blink. It was a mottled grey and extremely fat. No, it was extremely big. It was covered with so much scar tissue that it looked like a fist with fur on it. Its ears were a couple of perforated stubs. Its eyes, two yellow slits of easygoing malevolence. Its tail a twitching series of question marks as it stared at him. Gribeau had heard that Lady Felmet had a small white female cat and had strolled up to pay his respects. Varenz had never seen an animal with so much built-in villainy. He didn't resist as it waddled across the floor and tried to rub itself against his legs, purring like a waterfall.
"Well, well," said the king vaguely.
He reached down and made an effort to scratch it behind the two ragged bits on top of its head. It was a relief to find someone else besides another ghost who could see him. And Gribeau, he couldn't help feeling, was a distinctly unusual cat. Most of the castle cats were either pampered pets or flat-eared kitchen and stable habitués, who generally resembled the very rodents they lived on. This cat, on the other hand, was its own animal. All cats gave that impression, of course, but instead of the mindless animal self-absorption that passes for secret wisdom in the creatures, Gribeau radiated genuine intelligence. He also radiated a smell that would have knocked over a wall and caused sinus trouble in a dead fox. Only one type of person kept a cat like this. The king tried to hunker down and found he was sinking slightly into the floor. He pulled himself together and drifted upwards. Once a man allowed himself to go native in the ethereal world, there would be no hope for him, he felt. Only close relatives and the psychically inclined, Death had said. There weren't many of either in the castle. The Duke qualified under the first heading, but his relentless self-interest made him about as psychically useful as a carrot. As for the rest, only the cook and the fool seemed to qualify, but the cook spent a lot of his time weeping in the pantry because he wasn't being allowed to roast anything more bloody than a parsnip, and the fool was already such a bundle of nerves that Varenz had given up his attempts to get through. A witch now. If a witch wasn't psychically inclined, then he, King Varenz, was a puff of wind. He had to get a witch into the castle, and then he'd got a plan. In fact, it was more than that. It was a plan. He spent months over it. He hadn't got anything else to do except